You're listening to Strip Talk with Simi Luluwa, a podcast show dedicated to discussing unpopular opinions about life, culture, and society. I am your host, Simi Luluwa, and today we're going to be concluding our hustle series in the month of May with the topic, Protecting Your Intellectual Right Online as a Creative. I have a very seasoned lawyer with me to tell us more about this, so without further ado, let's dive right into the show. Just give me a gif and I will be right back with my guest. All right, with me this evening is Mr. Gbenga Wellington. He's the managing partner of Ivory and Wellington, a law firm specialized in intellectual property, corporate commercial law. Mr. Gbenga, thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Thank you very much for having me.
Okay, so by law, who is a digital creator?
Now, digital content creators are people who make content.
Yes.
For people to identify with certain ideas. Mm. And at some point, most of it is to connect people or audiences, market consumers with brands.
Okay.
So at some point, you have people say they're influencers, you have people do things to promote digital content that has to do with certain brands.
Mm.
So you're either connecting people with ideas, brands, and then some people do it for money, and some do it for causes that they believe in.
Okay. So, you know, the world is a global village now, as they call it. What is intellectual property right to the modern day digital content creator?
Well, digital content creators are governed by the same species of law that governs all intellectual property. So when you're talking intellectual property, you have things like patent, but that's for inventors.
Mm-hmm.
Most times, if you're not inventing anything new, you will not be taking advantage of patents. We have trademarks where you can trademark what you think is valuable, your name, you can even trademark your sign, your logo. So you don't need to create anything, just depict that name in a certain way and then say, this is my name. We had the recent issues of some artists in Nigeria whose stage names were owned by the media company. So when they're leaving the media company or the recording company, they can't even live with their name.
Okay.
So that's an example of a trademark. So if you say this is your name, your logo, and someone registers it, the owner is the holder of the trademark. Now you can lease it to you to use.
Mm.
So you can register Ivory and Wellington as a trademark.
Yes.
And then I can lease it to as much people as I want to use, and then I own it, I can assign it, I can sell it, I can, that is. Then we also have content, we also have rights that comes with just the process of creating. When you create, you have inalienable rights as creators.
Okay.
You cannot assign that right. I am the creator of this thing.
Mm.
There's no way you can see me can become the creator.
Okay.
But I can assign the property rights. I can assign the right to make money. I can assign the royalty. So if I sign an agreement with you saying that all economic rights on this content belongs to you. Yes, but you must reference it of the product.
Yes.
Now, digital content creators must watch out for all of these things, trademark, copyrights.
Okay.
Now, even in creating your content, you know, there's a lot of music online.
Yes.
There are
skits,
songs, and all of that.
Yes.
So if you take some part of someone's music and use it in your content, be wary, because the owners of those content might come after you. We've seen products taking off, we've seen videos, skits, and some things taking off social media because they use music belonging to, whose copyrights are belonging to some other people.
Okay.
Copyright is your explicitly right to use a certain media for a specific period of time exclusively. So like you sing a song now, you have a copyright.
Yes.
And it expires after a period of time.
Okay, but in this type of situation where there are a lot of content online, and we know that more than half of the world's populace is on social media, and you have people taking another person's, say, skit, and then using, like, maybe drawing that and replicating that for their own use. What is the protection for such people when it comes to this type of situation?
I don't understand what you mean, because when you're saying taking someone's skills, how do you prove that someone has taken
your skills? Exactly.
Now, that thing that you're saying must be unique to you, must not exist in the public. So when you're talking of rights, even when you're talking of ordinary confidentiality, that knowledge must not be available to the general populace.
But that's the thing, like, because, for instance, you actually share to the general populace.
No, prior to your sharing, something like that did not exist.
In a place like Instagram, how can you say if yours was the first or not?
Well, it was certain proof. Well, my content was stolen by this person. You have to prove how your content is unique, how the ideas have never been done for you, and prove that this person has exactly taken your content. Then you can sue them for copyright infringement. That's where we have trademarks, all those advantages conferred on you by the reason of registration. We have the things that are inherent.
Okay.
The fact that you created the content,
the
copyright, you signed the song. And we have the Copyright Commission that allows, that acts as a repository of creative works.
Okay.
We have the ISBN for books and all of those things. Yes, those are additional protections. You see, the copyright registry does not check for exclusivity. They do not check, they do not comb the web to find out if someone has done that before. But you're just taking your word for it. In Nigeria, they just take your word for it that this is your work.
Except and you then, have a certificate to that effect.
Well, they can give you a certificate of copyright. If you go to the Copyright Commission, it's quite easy to obtain a certificate for digital, for content. Now, they've not created a specific specie for digital content creators.
Okay.
You'll find a class that you fall under
when
you go to the Copyright Commission.
Are all uses of people's work an infringement?
Not all uses of people's work are infringement. If you use it for reporting a news article,
yes.
That's not an infringement. So, it's not all uses of people's work that are infringements. Most especially, the main exception is news.
Okay.
If you report that
this
is this, you play that, it's not an infringement. Once it's a news article, it's different from a program where you have people come and then mix content with it.
Yes.
It's a different thing then that you might need to give. You will also give credit, despite the news article, you will give credit. But when you're using it for commercial purpose, then you need to now seek licensing, permission, payment, and all that.
Okay, commercial purposes. I think that's very important. So finally, what steps can a digital creator take to protect their work?
Digital content creators take two major steps. One, you protect your copyright, and then your trademark. Now, your copyright is the license or the right that you have to do over, that you have over the right, over the content that you create, your dance, your videos, your skits, your music, your arrangement. Though that is one right. But also, you have to prove that you have invested time, you have to prove that it is yours, it is original, and all of that. So that is where that's the place of registration. That's where registration
comes
in.
That's like your premium facility.
Yeah. When you register the copyright,
there
is now a write-up explaining this procedure, stating where you're first and all of that. And then there's a deposition of the work at the copyright registry where they are now keeping a certificate of copyright. But just using this copyright C, the one that the C in the circle, and saying all this cannot be reproduced without permission and all of that, it's enough notice to the world that this content is original and it is yours and belongs to you. Now, those are the creator's rights. But now, some people will come knowing that a specific media or person, a channel is popular, and then seek to come under it. So if you call yourself Gist Niger, someone can come with Gist Niger with a double A. That's like a trademark infringement. So I'm saying that's passing off, actually. Because if you do not register a trademark, you actually do not have a trademark. But that's passing off. You're trying to make me believe that this is trademark.
Yes.
This is the same person. So it's just like the classic case of Niger biscuit versus Nigerian biscuit.
Yes.
So it's close enough to make people believe or to mislead people to believe that it is the same brand.
Yeah.
That's where you have trademark. So digital content creators should also register their names. Or they have a trademark.
Yeah.
So if you have that name that you think is popular, you should trademark it. You have a logo, you have some certain combination of ideas that forms something unique. A name, you can trademark your name, and then you get protection also. So another advice I have for digital content creators is protect your rights and then keep doing what you're doing. There's space for everybody. And this industry is large, $15 billion worth. So now we have Coca-Cola endorsing people, private people to do stuff for them. So Budweiser breaking into the Nigerian market by using influencers. People like Ebuka and the others, they come in, they see what followership you have, and then they up your contract. You start earning millions. So digital content is actually very important. People must protect their digital image. So you must get a style. Protect your style and protect your name. Ebuka, you know Ebuka,
yes.
The Big Brother, the presenter of the last Big Brother.
He had
an Instagram name that wasn't Ebuka. He had to buy the Instagram handle Ebuka from somebody and pay for it. His original name was Okija. So he bought the digital handle Ebuka and paid for it. It's paid off. It's an influencer for Samsung, it's an influencer for Budweiser, it's an influencer for a water brand. He's an influencer for a whole lot of... There was a time that he got paid to shave his beard by Gillette. So, there's no limit to these things.
Well, it's been a wonderful time talking with you. Thank you so much for honoring our invitation.
Well, thank you. We're always here. We like the fact that people are beginning to think of protecting intellectual property. It is important. Intellectual property is money. It is property. And it is wealth.
Mm.
We must begin to combat it and protect it. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Well, my lovelies, that's the size of today's episode. But to cap up what was discussed, listen up. Generally, copyright is automatic and lasts a lifetime approximately 50 years after publication, based on Nigerian law anyway. However, in this our day and age, it is strongly advised to copyright your work as the first in time. See, many people take their copyright registration for granted, but it is a good way to protect your brand, literary works, and also earn passive income from royalty or leasing, that is, when your content or ideas become well known and unique. We also learned that your trademark is to protect direct competitors from using your branding materials to mislead the public or misrepresent you. For more details on how to obtain copyright certificate and trademark, please find the details in the description box or note box of any of the platforms you're listening to us. Go ahead to share with your family, friends, and foes. Like us on Facebook, on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Anchor, of course. All right, guys, it's been an amazing time with you all. Next week promises to be yet another interesting episode. But till then, my friends, keep well.